Hey, good morning, everyone. My name is Ryan Baker. I am the associate pastor here at the Vineyard. Good to see all of you. Excited for today. All right, so we are continuing our series on the Psalms of Ascents. And so the Psalms of Ascents, just going to give you a little bit of background here. So in the book, in the Bible, there's this book called Psalms. There's 150 Psalms there. And kind of towards the end of it, there's Psalms 120 to 134. All right? And so these are the Psalms of Ascents. And if you can imagine like a playlist, if you're going on a road trip, you can imagine like your summer playlist and all those kinds of things, or you're sitting at the beach, you got your playlist, all those things. So the Psalms of Ascents were kind of the Israelites' playlist. So the Israelites had three times a year traveled up to Jerusalem. God commanded them in Exodus 34 to go and present themselves before the Lord, and they would celebrate some festivals. So the spring and summer of fall, the people of God would go to where the presence of God was, where he manifested, where he dwelled. And so at the time God commanded this in Exodus 34, his presence was dwelling in something called a tabernacle. It was essentially a tent. So whenever the tent moved, the people went with God. And so by the time the Psalms of Ascents were written, God's presence was already dwelling in a permanent structure in the city of Jerusalem or in the city of David, which was also called Zion. And so these songs were sung for the road as they went up to Zion. Now, I want to give you guys a little bit of history with me. I've been in the Vineyard since 1985, been around Vineyard worship forever. So as I was thinking of Zion, I thought of this worship song called Let's All Go Up to Zion. So I'm going to give you guys a little brief clip of this song. Again, this is like 80s, early 90s. Here it is. Nope, that's not the song either. It's there somewhere. Let's all go up to Zion. This is not what I heard in the 80s and 90s. Ah, here it is. Oh, yes. Maybe some of us have been around for a long time. They kind of remember this style of worship music. Woo! I mean, we got some hard electric in there. That's good. That's good, John. Thanks. That's what I grew up with. That's what I grew up with. So, you know, as I was thinking of this song, I was also thinking back to the people, the church that I was in, the people that I was worshiping with. And I remember a lot of the guys back then had these like long, scruffy, scraggly beards. And they would like go outside, put their Ray-Bans on, and it just, you know. So as I was thinking of this song, I was thinking of like, I saw ZZ Top on their way up to Jerusalem. How does that song? Give me all your love. Da-na-na-na-na-na. We're going up to Zion, gonna do some festivals, something like that. Anyway, sorry. So these songs, they were recited, they were sung from generation to generation. So as they journeyed to Jerusalem, these songs reminded the Israelites of who God was and what he had done. And for us today, we're not journeying to Jerusalem, we're not journeying to the city, but we are journeying with Jesus. We're following him, we're trusting him in our life, through life's joys and disappointments, through the victories and failures, and through the celebrations and the suffering. And when we think of the Christian life, You know, last week we talked about races and sprinting. You know, the Christian life isn't a sprint, is it? It's a marathon. It's a pilgrimage. We're on a journey. It's a long obedience in the same direction toward Jesus, getting closer to Jesus. And along the way, we need some reminders. I mean, there's a reason we get together here on Sunday mornings. We've gone through the week. We gather here as a people of God before the presence of God. We worship Him. Like, we need these reminders. We sing these songs to remind us of who God is and what He has done for us in our lives. So we're going to look at Psalm 124 today. And Psalm 124 is just a beautiful testimony of God's faithfulness in the Israelites' life. And I would love us to see that the same thing for our lives as well. What He's done, what He's doing, and it also gives us hope for what He will continue to do. Because remembering God's help in the past strengthens our faith. It strengthens our faith to trust His help for the future. So why are we doing this series? We are, as a pastoral team, as staff, we really just want to invite you guys, all of us, we're doing this as well, practicing this, to let this summer, just let Scripture wash over you, to practice being present to God's activity in our lives, to spend time with God and to spend time with other people who are on this journey with us as well. So today I'm going to try to spend less time kind of being talking and yapping and preachy and all those kinds of things. And I my hope is that we would slow down. We would slow down. Like, it's summertime. Summertime can be a lot busier for all of us. So we're in this moment right here, right now, to be present before the Lord and to slow down and just be aware of, like, what He's doing. So today, I'm also going to ask for your participation. We are going to be reciting Psalm 124 together. At least a few particular lines in here, okay? All right, so here's, if we want to show Psalm 124 up here, I'm gonna kind of point this out to you guys. So there's four lines in this psalm. You can see the first line there. If the Lord had not been on our side, can we all say that together? If the Lord had not been on our side? Fantastic. So that's line one. It says it again. If we want to go to the next slide there. Praise be to the Lord. Let's say that together. Praise be to the Lord. Praise be to the Lord. And then on the bottom there, our help is in the name of the Lord. Let's say that together. Our help is in the name of the Lord. So when we read through the psalm, we're going to do it a few times. I'm going to rely on you guys to join me in saying those lines together. All right, so let's dive in. I'll pray and we'll get moving on here. So yeah, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thank You for Your presence. Would You come and meet us where we're at? Would You come and bring Your peace? Would You come and speak Your peace to each and every one of us here in this room? Would You calm our minds? Would You calm our bodies to be aware of what You're doing, Your presence, right here, right now? We love You, Lord, and we praise You this morning. Amen. All right, guys, we're gonna practice this, all right? Psalm 124. All right, here we go. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, again, if the Lord had not been on our side, when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger flared against us, the flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. But praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth, who has escaped like we have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Good job, everyone. All right, so beginning of Psalm 124, verse 1, if the Lord had not been on our side. So this psalm is attributed to David, King David, who was a shepherd boy. He took care of the flock. He was a worship leader. And now he's king of Israel. And he's leading his people. And he's asking them to remember and to imagine what would have happened without God. So if we can think right now, if we didn't have God in our lives, what would have happened? What would have happened? And what David is saying, the answer here is they wouldn't have made it. They wouldn't have made it. Verse 2, it talks about enemies, people attacking them. They had true enemies. They wanted the enemy wanted to wipe out Israel. But then it gets into this interesting imagery of floods. We would have been swallowed alive, floodwaters rising, raging torrents being swept away. This isn't a picture of an easy life, is it? It's a picture of real danger, real fear, real suffering. The psalm isn't saying nothing bad ever happened. The psalm is saying something bad happened and God got us through it. So let's look at this flood imagery a little bit, because the Israelites would have been aware of that, where Israel was and the country where it was. It was surrounded by mountains. It would rain in the mountains. The flood water, the rains would come down and go into the valleys, into the ravines. There would be flash floods. Now, if I get this year right, sophomore in high school, I think I was, that would have been 1994 to 1995. And my family moved from the Midwest to go to California to help with a church plant. We lived in a town called Palm Desert. It was near Palm Springs, for any of you kind of know that area a little bit. And it was placed in this valley called the Coachella Valley. And in the Coachella Valley, my house was kind of cool. I would climb up the top of my house and I would pick grapefruit from a tree and look down on the valley. It was pretty fun. But I could look from my rooftop and see the whole valley. I could see the mountains. And when storms come, I could see them up in the mountains or kind of creeping over the mountains. And so the Coachella Valley Water District put in place a system that protected the area like 600 square miles from flooding. That system consisted of 173 miles of these concrete channels, like these troughs to divert the runoff. And I used to play in them all the time. I would ride my bike. I mean, they're huge. I don't know if they were like 80 feet wide or whatever, but I would ride my bike down. There's like sand, try catching lizards and all these things. And then my parents talked about flash floods. Growing up in the Chicago area, I wasn't like super familiar with flash floods. But my parents said, hey, it's raining, pay attention, da-da-da-da-da. And all of a sudden, I started thinking to myself, like, what if a flash flood comes? I could see some debris from maybe some floods that came in the past, like tires somewhere where they're not supposed to be and just other debris. I started thinking to myself, what if? What if a flood comes? I started getting afraid. What if a flood comes? What could have happened? What could happen if a flash flood comes, I'm not paying attention, and I get swept away and I die? Like, I was afraid. I didn't need to be afraid, but fear was creeping in. With flash floods, everything you go around your day-to-day life, and all of a sudden, boom. Everything can be swept away. So this flood imagery. Some of us have experienced floods in life. Maybe we've received a diagnosis, job loss, betrayal, crisis in a relationship, a kid who's struggling, and maybe we feel overwhelmed right now by fear, anxiety. We're feeling swamped. We're just feeling like we're about to drown. And I pray today that this psalm gives you hope, that this psalm shows each and every one of us that there is a God in heaven who loves us and he's watching over us. He's for you, he's not against you. And he wants to reveal himself to you today and show you where he's working in the midst of the floods of your life. The psalm says the flood could have swept them away, but it didn't, because God was with them in the floods of life. The floods that they faced, or where the enemy was coming after them, God was with them. So let's just pause for a moment. We'll slow down a little bit and reflect on floods that we've experienced in life. From the past, maybe some things that we're experiencing right now. And it doesn't have to be this huge thing, but just something simply that we're struggling with right now. Where do you need God's help in your life? Where has he helped you? Perhaps some of us today may be not recognizing where God is. And a simple question to ask him is, show me where you are, because I need help. And he will be faithful to do that. So the first message of the psalm isn't tough it out, pull up your bootstraps, suck it up, be stronger, don't let it knock you down, whatever it is that we're told or we like to tell ourselves. Just keep going. Put your head down and go. This psalm says what? The Lord is on our side. The Lord is on our side. So the psalm starts with remembering God's help and turns to worship. All right, let's do Psalm 124 again. Here we go. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side, when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger flared up against us, the flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. But praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth, we have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken. We have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The tone changes. Goes from the what ifs, could haves, all these things, and all of a sudden the tone changes. It went from could have, but didn't. The dangers behind him, this flood, if you will, didn't destroy them. Their enemies didn't devour them. This trap, this snare was broken. It did not hold them. Verse 7, we have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. Perhaps today, some of us have walked in here feeling trapped. Again, by fear, anxiety, maybe an addiction, maybe grief, shame, unforgiveness. Notice the emphasis here. The snare has been broken. Praise be to the Lord, the snare has been broken. Not I broke the snare, not we broke the snare. No. God broke it. God delivered. God rescued. God intervened. Where are you feeling trapped today? Do you want God's intervention in your life today? Where does our help come from? And so this psalm is a testimony. It's a witness of God's faithfulness in the life of God's people. This psalm is meant to be recited together, to be sung together. It's corporate. Just like we came here, we're coming here together, we're gathering here together. Yes, we have our individual lives. We have individual things going on, things that we're going through, individual storms. But we gather because we are the body of Christ. He has brought us together. He has united us in spirit. We are in this together. The journey of faith is not a solo journey. We have God on our side, and we have each other. And so as they sang these songs, They reminded one another. God has helped me. God has helped you. God has helped us. God has been faithful to us. God has carried us. And that's why telling our stories matter. Our stories matter. When I hear what God has done in your life, it strengthens my faith. And I hope and pray that when you hear stories about what God has done in my life, it strengthens yours as well. In church, Duluth Vineyard, we have a story of God's faithfulness in our lives. We have been through hard and painful. We have been through storms and floods. And God has been on our side. He has been with us. He has helped us. And he will continue to do that. That is our story together. Now, it can be, I'll admit it, it can be really easy for me to be unaware of God's activity in my life. Where I am, just trying to get through, just work harder, just whatever, or busyness, where I don't take the time to stop and pay attention and just be with God and allow him to show me where he's being active in my life. I don't know if any of you can relate to that. Sometimes we have things, hard things in our lives, and it's done and over with, like, whew, glad, and we just move on without stopping and reflecting. Where is God moving in your life right now? What has he helped you with? And so this psalm invites us to slow down. It teaches us to get present with God, to notice his activity in our life. It teaches us to stop and say, there he is. Praise be to the Lord. Praise be to the Lord. Not because life is perfect, but because God has been faithful, he is faithful, and will continue to be faithful as we face the troubles in this life. So we remember what God has done for us in the past, how he's helped us yesterday, last week, the month before. We notice what he's doing in our lives right now, and we thank him and we praise. And when we do that, it gives us hope for tomorrow. It gives us hope for this week. It bolsters our faith. So now we're going to read Psalm 124 again. All right. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side, when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger flared against us, the flood would have engulfed us. The torrents would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. But praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Verse 8, our help is in the name of the Lord. That verse is our destination. This whole psalm is leading us here. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Not was, is. The God who helped then is helping now. In Scripture, God's name represents his character. What are some of his attributes? He's faithful. He's powerful. He's merciful. He's all-loving. Everything God is, who he is and what he's done, we can count on the name of the Lord. Israel's confidence wasn't in themselves. It wasn't their strength. It wasn't their wisdom. It certainly wasn't their plans, because they mucked up those plans a lot. I can relate to that. But their confidence was in God, the maker of heavens and earth. So in other words, our God is a great big God. The one helping you is the one who made everything. The one helping you, he is the one who spoke creation into existence. The one who is on your side, the one who wants to help you, desires to help you, is the one who created you. He created me. He brought you and me into existence. There is nothing in our lives that is beyond his ability. There is nothing too big. There is nothing too small. I was reminded in a meeting this week that God cares about what you care about. Have you ever heard someone's story or maybe a prayer request, and someone's just sharing some deep stuff, some hard stuff, and then you think to yourself, man, I'm going through some hard stuff too, but man, not like them. So then you don't share it. Maybe someone shares a praise report with you. Guess what God has done? And you're like, yeah, God's done stuff in my life, but not as exciting as that. So you don't say anything? It can be easy to compare our God stories or the things that we're going through in life with others. Maybe we've said, God, I'd rather you take care of them. I can wait. You ever said that? I can wait. Take care of them. Friends, I want to encourage, and I'm saying this to myself, okay? I want to encourage all of us that when we do that, that diminishes our faith. That diminishes our faith in our great big God when we make God small like that. Because when we don't share, it's held down. You know, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, that kind of thing. Hide it under a bushel. What's happening when we hide it under a bushel? It's not just for the world to see what's going on inside of us. Our faith is diminishing. Our trust may be diminishing. The truth is God is big enough to handle their problems, and he's big enough to handle your problems. All of us. The nation of Israel, all these individuals grouped in one, God was handling the millions of people, handling all of their individual things in life, and he also had them as a whole. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me in his hands. He can handle everything. Do you believe that? And so the pattern of Scripture is clear. God rescues. His people face another challenge. Again, they bring some of the challenges onto themselves. They cry out, they look to God, they cry out to God, help! And he rescues them again. So remembering what the psalm is doing is going back and remembering what God has done, his past rescues, seeing his love, his mercy, his grace in their lives, seeing how he's helped them in their lives. He does the same thing today with you and I. And when we recognize that, when we see what he's done in the past, see how he's working now, when we praise him and worship him, that gives us faith and hope for a future that he will continue to do that. He's got our back. He's on our side. That's what disciples do. As we journey with Jesus together, we practice the remembering, praising, trusting, and telling of God's help in our lives to keep our hope alive and to give hope to a world whose destination is not the promised land. Our God is big. There is nothing too big or too small or below him. And so we remember and praise him for who he is and what he's done, and then we look forward in faith for what he'll do. Because he is the Father, as I said last week, who comes running when we cry out for help. He will do that. He is faithful to do that. And so today, Psalm 124, it's helping us to pause, to reflect, to remember. We've been praising the Lord already through worship. I would love to encourage you. You can see in the seat backs here. Andrea, our creative arts pastor, made a beautiful card. I want to encourage all of you to bring this home today as something to remember, something to practice, to slow down. On it here, you see it says, what happened today? Like if you're going to bed at night, just to practice, what happened in my life today? What happened yesterday? What happened this week? And I didn't have it go any farther than a week because I remember Aubrey Amborn, she was here a couple weeks ago, and she was talking about our stories. What fresh stories do we have? Where are we noticing God in our lives right now? Right now. And then as you think upon those things, where do you see God? Where was God in those moments? And how is he helping you? And then how are you going to respond? As we did in the psalm. We praise him, we thank him, and then I want to encourage us to tell somebody about it. So as we go about today, as we go about our weeks through the summer, as we're traveling, as we're camping, as we're gathering on fireplaces, as we are at the kitchen table with friends and family, whether or at work, I want to encourage you to practice this with your friends and family, remembering God's goodness in your life and how he's helping you, and share that with others. All right,